Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Hey there, Uplifters. Our verses this week are from the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. We must no longer be children, tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness in deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every ligament with which it is equipped, as each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth in building itself up in love. Well, it's rant week two. I know some of you might be wondering how rant is uplifting, but stick with me, because I know that some of you listening need to be uplifted today. And as I know that, I also know that some of you need to be uplifters today. And I think this community can and will continue to be both. And this rant, I think, helps us sort of regain our vision and mission and strategy for what it looks like to be a community that needs uplifting and uplifters. So there's this strange phenomenon going on these days where people like to talk about truth. They say things like, this is my truth. I mean, you can have your truth, but I'm going to have my truth. Y'all, truth is truth. There is no such thing as your truth or my truth. We are confusing opinions with truth. They are not the same. Now, I happened to just try Googling the phrase my truth, and Urban Dictionary said it's a pretentious substitute for a non-negotiable personal opinion. I actually laughed when I read that. We like truth to be flexible and malleable. It feels more comfortable that way if we can make the truth say what we want it to say. Now, our varied opinions are not bad. In fact, different opinions are important in the world. Your experience is definitely different than my experience, and so that changes how you see the world, and it changes how I see the world. And we have to be honest about how our various realities, how we were raised, our experiences, change how we shape ourselves, how our opinions and beliefs are created. But also, there are certain things that are just true. Here's a couple of kind of little examples. If I were colorblind, I might not say the grass is green because I don't see it being green. And yet, that's not true. The grass is green. That's my experience of the world. That's what I see. But grass is green. Or how about this one? I might be someone who has been taught my entire life that being on time, like on the button on time, is actually being late. So being 2 minutes late feels like the most awful thing in the world. But someone else might think that 2 minutes late is close enough to being on time that it's fine to be a tiny bit late. Neither are wrong or right. They're based on experience or how we were raised. But time is set. It's not fundamentally changed by your perception or experience of it. Time is time. 8 o'clock is 8 o'clock. The same goes with truth. We have to listen to Paul here today. We have been taken in by deceitful scheming and by trickery, he says, like children, and it's time to grow up. Paul doesn't really mince words, and today he definitely goes for it. See, we have learned or been taught that our opinion can be the truth if we're positive it's right. But truth is not an individual thing. Truth is not something that's mine and is different than what's yours. It's always connected to another thing, another person, another experience, and it is always rooted in love. If your truth doesn't come from love, if it isn't connected to others, then I gotta be honest, I don't think it's truth. Now, this is countercultural for sure. In this day and age, everybody gets to have their own version of the truth and we all kind of just roll with it. But look again at what Paul says. We are joined and knit together by every ligament with which it is equipped, and each part, as it works properly, promotes the body's growth in building itself up in love. When we can understand how we are connected, that we have shared humanity, that, as I said last week, we belong to each other, that we are knit together, that's a good step. But that is just step one. When we work together, each doing what we are called to do, but doing it together and led in that action by Christ, then the body will grow. And grow in what? In love. See, I would say there's a lot of growth happening in our culture today, but I'm not sure it's all love that's growing. The central act of truth speaking is love for the sake of the whole. I mean, really, how much of that do you see around us lately? What things around you need the truth? Not your truth, the truth. The truth that God is with you and for you. The truth that God loves you unconditionally. The truth that you are exactly who God had in mind when God made you. Now, who do you know that needs to hear this truth? That needs to hear they are not sinners and they're not bad and they're not wrong, but needs to hear that they are loved no matter what? Who do you know that needs to hear that there is nothing that can separate them from our God who loves them? Who do you know that needs to hear this? That not hate or anger or cancer or mental illness or how they identify or who they love or who they are, not even death can separate them from God. Nothing. I mean, we all need to hear this for sure, but there is someone you can think of right now at this very moment who needs to hear this and needs to hear it from you. See, that is what it means to speak the truth in love. That is the truth we are called to speak, truth that is rooted in love, the kind of love that God offers to you each and every moment of each and every day. Jesus told his disciples that the truth, the real truth, once you encounter it, once you know it, will not imprison you, and more importantly, it will not imprison anyone else. It will set you free. So if you needed the uplift today, hear the truth that I spoke above. You are so loved. If you were in need of a kick in the pants to uplift others, I hope this was helpful to remind you of what it means to be an uplifter and what our work in the world is supposed to look like. And if you came for the rant, you're welcome. We are uplifters. We are committed to loving each other, to speaking not our truth, but the truth. So let's do this. Let's be people who lift each other up, people who bring about growth in the world, because we are in the business of setting people free through love. Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.